In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mary, mirror of justice, pray for us. And sinner, refuge of sinners, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings today continue with the theme of what our Lord truly wants from us in this time of Lent as we seek purification, seek to become conformed to Christ and free of the false spirit of the world. In the first reading from the book of Leviticus, we heard of the universal vocation of all men, the call to holiness and to identification with God. We who are the children of God are called to be like our Father. And he tells us, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." And then he follows with a series of precepts that should govern our relations with one another. And these revolve around the principles of truth and justice and honesty, of seeking not advantage with our fellow men, but fairness and equanimity, justice and peace. And it reminds me of a phrase from St. James: "The harvest of justice is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace." And taking this reading also with the gospel, there are a few things that reverberate in the first reading again in Leviticus. Well, I'll come to that in a minute. Actually, there's a phrase at the end of the reading which is something that we heard our Lord say as well. This is from the time of Moses, and it says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Our Lord said the same thing in his gospel: love your neighbor as yourself. And then he adds another dimension: love your neighbor as you love me, right? He's saying, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. And what you fail to do to these little ones, the least among men, you fail to do to me. And in the first reading from Leviticus, there was one phrase that jumped down at me in consideration of our present reality today, what's going on in the world here and abroad. "Nor shall you stand by idly when your neighbor's life is at stake." And thinking of the least among us, I can't help but think of the unborn and those who have no legal protection and who are discarded at will now through the horror and injustice of abortion. And these words seem to refer to such a situation. "Nor shall you stand by idly when your neighbor's life is at stake." The unborn are, from the moment of conception, human persons, and merit and deserve and have rights. The The government of men and the law of man may not recognize this, but in the law of God, we know that God creates each person and imbues in them, infuses an immortal soul, and certainly doesn't will that they be discarded like trash just because somebody doesn't want to or feels they cannot support this life. There's also others in the world now who are being persecuted and not receiving protection, and I think of our brothers and sisters in various parts of the Middle East who are now being killed simply for being Christians. And while all human beings have dignity, all human beings our dignity is derived from being created in the likeness of God, in the image of likeness of God, and therefore every single human being has dignity. But among men, those who merit the most protection are the innocent. And so there are people now being killed, the unborn and those already born, not for any crime they've committed. And so it's innocent blood that cries out to heaven for revenge. And our Lord is very clear that there will be a division and there will be an eternal consequence for how we treat others and whether or not we realize that our relationship with every other human being is also a reflection of our relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we're in the time of Lent, and the readings from the Holy Mass in the time of Lent up until this point really focus on what the Lord wants of us and wants our conversion. Our Lord wants our conversion. And so now is a time to review how we live and reform our lives according to what is right and what is just, and take these words to heart that our Lord is saying in the Holy Scripture, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, this cry for justice. Our Lord wants not material sacrifices, but a contrite heart, and he specifies frequently justice. He wants justice. He wants us to release the oppressed. One of the things we also heard the church exhorts in the time of Lent, various forms of penance, prayer, fasting, and among them also almsgiving. And it's common to think of alms immediately as a donation of money or goods. I would also include time and also a commitment to personally get involved in the struggle for justice in some concrete and direct way. And at this moment, throughout the nation and in other countries of the world, I know Brazil is also participating in a worldwide campaign called 40 Days for Life of prayer, fasting, and a donation of time to go down, in the case of Bloomington, in front of the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic and pray and get in the face of the devil. It's a spiritual battle. It also has a political ramification. You know, people see a group of people standing in front of an abortion clinic and it makes them think, and so there could be political consequences. But the primary and powerful aspect of this campaign is the prayer and the actually being present and possibly intervening with a young woman who's tempted to seek an abortion and maybe just be a sign for her and a lifeline that might help her to choose life instead of death. And on the other hand, I mentioned our persecuted brothers and sisters in the Middle East. And so we're a long way away from being able to personally go and minister to them and stand in solidarity in a physical sense at this point. But certainly none of us are too far from a telephone or a computer terminal or simply pen and paper to be able to write a letter to our congressman and ask them to lend the power of the United States government and military if necessary, but in some way to really step up the pressure to organize the international community to defend the innocent and to seek justice and peace. Certainly we don't wish war, but the innocent and defenseless need to be defended. And I think of our Lord in his words, whatever you failed to do for these least ones, you failed to do for me. And so I would think that our conscience should compel us to at least begin to seek some sort of action and concrete action. Our prayers are definitely necessary, and without them, any concrete action is useless. But I would say we should go further in this time of Lent and really give an alms of our time and of our concern to step it up, not just be kind of like, well, that's terrible, and you know, feel bad for those people. No, those are our brothers and sisters, and we owe it to them, and we owe it to our Lord to do something. And I don't have the answer, but certainly together we can find one. And so we have to take the ball and go with it, and not wait around for someone else to do something. And St. Polycarp today, who we remember, was a martyr who gave his life for the church. He was a disciple of St. John. He was and his disciple was St. Irenaeus, so from a long line of holiness, from the very root of Christian virtue. And he has a quote. He wrote a letter. He got involved not just with his local people. He was the bishop of Smyrna, but he also reached out to other communities and wrote a letter to the Philippians. And in this letter, he says the following, which I think is relevant to our discussion here. When you can do good, defer it not, because alms delivers from death. And he cites Tobit in this, alms delivers from death. Be all of you subject one to another, having your conduct blameless among the Gentiles, that ye may both receive praise for your good works, and the Lord may not be blasphemed through you. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us receive these words from this holy martyr bishop and be moved to give an alms of our time, of our prayer, of our sacrifices in this time of penance and conversion, and seek justice and peace, especially by intervening on behalf of the weakest, the innocent, and defenseless. And may St. Polycarp intercede for us before the throne of justice and mercy. Praise be Jesus and Mary.